Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramujtaba. Department of Economic Affairs has created a three-year public-private partnership or PPP project pipeline in view of the implementation of the announcement made in the Union Budget 2025-26. The Ministry of Finance said the project pipeline comprises 852 projects across central infrastructure ministries and states and union territories with a combined total project cost of over 17 lakh crore rupees. It added that the pipeline provides early visibility of potential PPP projects to enable investors, developers and other stakeholders to undertake more informed planning and investment decisions. Archaeological Survey of India ASI has enabled online ticket booking for over 170 centrally protected monuments and museums on the Open Network for Digital Commerce or ONDC. The Ministry of Culture said that by integrating ASI's ticketing system onto an open digital network, citizens and tourists can book tickets through different applications. This improves accessibility and convenience while strengthening the transparent and efficient delivery of public services through interoperable digital systems. It added that visitors booking tickets for ASI monuments through ONDC-enabled applications can continue to enjoy existing benefits like 5 rupees discount for Indian visitors and 50 rupees for foreign nationals. Online booking also enables visitors to bypass physical ticketing queues at monuments and museums, ensuring faster and smoother entry. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India-Luxembourg relations have come a long way and India sees Luxembourg as a very important partner. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Luxembourg's Foreign Minister, Xavier Bettel, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Luxembourg for being an advocate of deepening ties between India and the European Union. Dr. Jaishankar also called on Grand Duke Ulam of Luxembourg and conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu. The External Affairs Minister said he valued his positive sentiments for India and for deepening the bilateral partnership. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister met Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frieden. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that they discussed growing cooperation between India and Luxembourg in financial services, investments, technology and innovation. He thanked the Luxembourg Prime Minister for his support for stronger India-EU ties. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Brussels beginning tomorrow. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit underscores the intensifying diplomatic and technical engagements between New Delhi and Brussels, signalling a decisive push towards concluding the India-EU Free Trade Agreement or FTA. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will hold high-level dialogues with the European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maro Sefcovic. The ministry said that India is pushing for zero-duty access for its labour-intensive sectors such as textiles, leather, apparel, gems and jewellery and handicrafts. At least 24 Venezuelan security officers were killed in a US military operation on Saturday. Venezuela's military announced, bringing the official death count up to 56. Venezuela Attorney General Tariq William Saab said that dozens of officials and civilians were killed and that prosecutors would investigate the deaths in what he described as war crime. The number is on top of an announcement by Cuba's government on Sunday that 32 Cuban military and police officers working in Venezuela had died in the operation, prompting 2 days of mourning on the Caribbean island. The White House has said that U.S. President Donald Trump has discussed a range of options to acquire Greenland, including use of military. It comes after Trump again said that U.S. needed Greenland, an autonomous territory within the Kingdom of Denmark, for national security. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has warned that any attack by the U.S. would spell the end of North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO. European allies have backed Denmark, which is a NATO member. The issue of Greenland's futures resurfaced in the wake of U.S. military intervention in Venezuela, during which elite troops went in to seize the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, and took him to face drugs and weapons charges in New York. And that is the end of this news bulletin.